Hey there, and welcome to the One Church podcast. This message was recorded live at one of our services. If you'd like to know more about life at One Church, visit us online at weareone.church or check us out on social media.
You can have, but before we go there, Carly, hi. Thanks for doing this. I know it was a bit of a last minute job because your sister bailed out, but thanks for joining us. We throw Tara right under the bus. Just a few questions, because you've got a great story that I think will help somebody this morning. So before we go any further, just introduce yourself, tell us a bit about yourself, where you come from, etc.
My name's Carly. I'm 39. I'm a hairdresser. I'm married to Nathan. We've got two crazy dogs. Really crazy. Yeah, big family, one of four. Yeah.
Great
Anything
stuff.
Else?
No, that's amazing. any tips on hair regrowth?
No, sorry. Wig, maybe.
Okay. A wig. Any good wigs to recommend? No. Move on. Tell us a little bit about how you came to be part of the family here at One Church.
So during lockdown, sorry, I'll probably get emotional just so you know. We were out of work, sorry, I haven't started yet and I'm going to cry. Thanks. Yeah, so we were both out of work and I was really scared because I just thought, right, what are we going to do for money? Obviously, everyone was scared, weren't they? No one knew what was going to come. So I just literally was sat in bed one morning and I just cried out. I'm just like, if you're there, like, help me. And from that moment, it wasn't like an instant, like, wow thing or anything. It was just slow and just something changed within me, but it was very slow. But I just wanted to read everything I could to find out about Jesus and God and just watch anything and just... I had this like thirst that I just wanted to find out more. So I contacted my sister, told her she suffered with mental health, and it changed her life completely. She was the one that was supposed to be speaking and it would have been amazing. But so then we both decided that we wanted to find somewhere. So this was local to us and we found it. We came and I emailed Mike and he just said, yeah, you'd be more than welcome to come along. And we walked through the doors and the first person we seen was Annabelle, who she's not here, who is really perky and a bit like someone from Butlins, like, oh, morning, like real, like, you know, that's what she was like. So that was the first space and we hadn't looked back since. It was just amazing. Everyone was just amazing and I love everybody in there, so.
Great. It's a really good job that Annabelle was the first person that you saw and not me.
Yeah, imagine. Be like, right, see you later.
If you're after Butlins, it's definitely not me, is it?
She's
definitely amazing. Good stuff. And I've got to say, you guys have been an absolute credit to this church, and we're so glad that you've made this home, because we would not be the same without you, which is quality. And the wider family as well, the rabble that have come. We think you're amazing.
Oh, that's
we
nice,
really do think you're all amazing. Last question, and just help finish this off to lead into the next bit. What difference has Jesus made in your life, and how do you see that outwork itself on the
so
daily?
So outwardly, I'd say no one would probably notice anything different, maybe. In my life, nothing's like drastically changed, I suppose, but inwardly, in here and in here, I feel like I'm a completely different person. Like, I want to be a better person, and I forgive now. I never forgive, ever. I never forgive. And I will literally say sorry now, even when I know I'm in the wrong, I'm just like, and I mean it. I never used to say sorry. I was very stubborn. Things like that. Just trying to give my time and just be a little bit more of a better person, but not for me, because that's the way Jesus is teaching us to be. That's the type of person you're supposed to be. And like, I do suffer with mental health, anxiety, and I have some really low days. And every morning I just open my Bible app and I just sit there and I have my little moment in with my coffee and just pray and speak and do whatever I want to do. And throughout the day, I don't shut up, really. I'm just like, me again, like, you know, sorry. Like, I'm picking up the phone, like, just chatting away or singing or thanking him for stuff. And I just feel like I'm learning and growing step by step, like little baby steps every single day. And I just feel like if anybody would, like, sort want to come to know Jesus, you will not regret it. It is the best thing I've ever done. And the only thing I regret is not knowing him sooner. So, yeah.
Great stuff, Carly. Thank you so much for sharing with us. Give her a round of applause as she goes to take her seat.
Right, thank you.
And in reality, Carly's just done my job for me. But that's the whole point of this, right? So if you're part of church and if you've done this journey for a while, then you know that what Carly's just spoken is exactly what we feel time and time again, right? Yeah. But if you don't know what that journey is like, and you're probably sat there right now thinking, that's all well and good for you, but how does that relate to me? Here's some things that I was thinking about as I was preparing this week, knowing that this was going to come up. And maybe one of these relates to how you feel, okay? And I'm not asking you to put your hand up because these are quite personal, so please don't be like, yes, that's me. But just inwardly reflect for a moment, okay? We all face stuff constantly. And it might be that you face anxiety, like Carly's been talking about this morning, and you've been in situations where you look at what you're facing and you just think, there is no way out of this. How is this ever going to get better? Maybe you've got some real hurt in your life that you've experienced before and you just can't get over that pain. Like, it just feels way too big for you. Maybe it's pain that somebody else has caused to you because of how they treated you. Maybe it's the pain of a relationship that's broken down. Maybe it's the pain of, like, a situation that you faced and you just don't see a way past it. You just don't see a way in which that pain can ever disappear. Maybe you suffer with depression and it's really big at the moment in the world to talk about it. Not that it's never been there, but just the awareness of it has become much bigger recently. Maybe you're somebody that faces that daily and you just don't know how to get out of it. Maybe you face fear. Maybe, and this is one that we probably all relate to, you struggle with how you're going to face the reality of what our world looks like right now. Because our world is a mess, isn't it? Like, the truth of it is, like, there are people doing things that they should never do. There are things happening to our finances that should never have happened and we've got no control over. Things happening in countries that maybe you'll never visit, maybe you would love to one day, and you just look at it and think, this is hopeless. But the truth is, it's not. And we believe, and I believe this firmly, that of all of those things, there is a way past them. And it comes with this winning partnership. It comes when you don't try and face this on your own, because if you keep on doing what you've always done, you're always going to get what you've always got. That's a really famous saying, isn't it? And sometimes that can seem quite good, because you think, oh, I'm doing all right. But when you really think about it, actually there's so much more to life that you could be experiencing. Yeah. And I genuinely believe that this winning partnership comes when you make a decision to partner with Jesus. Carly's spoken about the difference that it's made in her life. She's forgiving Nathan a little bit more than she ever did before. But I've seen it in my life that when I partnered with Jesus, things in my life began to change and I became a different person. That doesn't mean that I was drastically different straight away, but it's been a journey and it's a process that daily I have to go on. I believe this because it says this in the Bible, which is something that we as Christians firmly stand by. In 1 Corinthians 15:57, it says, "But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Yeah. Now that victory is victory over anxiety. Yeah. That victory is victory over depression, over fear, over pain. That victory is victory over low finances. When you think, how am I going to be able to afford this? Somehow, it works out. And we've got stories in our life of that happening. And I genuinely can't tell you how we've made it month to month before, because the finance sheet says you should be losing your house right now, but instead we've got, like, profit. It's the wrong word, but you know what I mean by that. And I genuinely believe this, that for every single person in this room, whether you've been a Christian for a long time and you still face these things, hey, that's a reality. We all do. Or whether you've never, ever heard about Jesus, encountered him, made a decision to follow him, this victory can be yours too through him. Because there are stories of victory across our church, across the world, where people have gone, hey, I've met a guy called Jesus, I've come into a relationship with him, and I've seen my world transformed. There are stories of people that have like had physical, miraculous healings. I know a lady whose legs, one was shorter than the other, and she prayed, and she went to the doctors and they said, what's happened here? And she said, I prayed. And the doctor said, I've never seen this before. And all of a sudden, there's a joke going around in my head, but her legs were the same length. That's amazing, right? We've got a story in our family where doctors said that should never happen. That child shouldn't be born. And yet he was. And he faces complications, but he's a miracle in our world. And we love him. And we celebrate with Jesus daily for his birth and for his life. We've got stories of healing from depression, people overcoming anxiety, people overcoming fear that really has held them back for so long. People that literally wouldn't walk out their front door and yet are now traveling the world. And how's that come about? Because they've come into a relationship with Jesus and through him they've seen this victory. Yeah. And this weekend, really, if you're part of One Church, this is why we've done this weekend, because we believe that people need to come into understanding what this victory can be through Jesus. And if you're not part of One Church, but you've come along as a result of it, this morning, it's my job to stand here and say, this is why we've done this. This is why we spent 4 hours in the sun roasting our skin. It's why we spent time over a barbecue, watching bouncy castles, playing with kids, walking around with a walkie-talkie in their ear looking like a bit of a spanner. Because that simple act is a way in which we wanted to show the community that we love them. We wanted to show you that we love you. And yes, there was a bit of a gimmick of here's a raffle, we'll come to church and hey, maybe you'll win it. But it's because we wanted you to experience what it could be like if you experienced this victory through Jesus as well. And this morning, that's what my prayer is, that maybe just one person would have an encounter with Jesus this morning that would lead you into this place where you can have the victory with him too. And I don't know what you're facing. I don't know what your world looks like. I don't know what, I could say your Monday, but I don't know what your next hour looks like. You could be going home to an utter mess and thinking like, how can Jesus help me win this? I want to tell you that he can. And he will if you choose that relationship with him. We as a church firmly believe in the power of Jesus. We believe that he came to earth. He left heaven. He left his status as God and became fully man. He offered himself up as the perfect sacrifice that we, that I and that you might have eternal life with him, that you might have victory through him because he died and then he rose again. And through that, we can have everlasting life. We can have victory over fear. We can have victory over anxiety, over depression, over the reality of our world through him. And this really is a short message this morning. It's really basic that Jesus loves you so much that he did it for you. He did it for you as an individual. He did it for us as a congregation. He did it for us as a wider world. But the key to it is that he did it for you as an individual. And so my prayer this week has been that just somebody might encounter Jesus and make a decision to come into partnership with him this morning. And so I'm going to wrap up, and Liam's going to come play some music because it just helps the atmosphere a little bit. But what I want to do this morning is really like a servant, put it on a plate and offer it up to you, that Jesus wants that partnership with you this morning. And it may be that you've made a decision a long time ago that said, Jesus, I want to come into a relationship with you, but you've just let that dwindle a little bit, it's faded, it's not really where you'd like it to be. Hey, there's an opportunity this morning for you to recommit to him and say, hey, Jesus, I'm sorry I've let this slide a little bit, but I'm choosing again to take up my role in this partnership again. He's never left. But it's down to you to make the effort. But maybe this morning you've never had the opportunity. You've never heard the story of Jesus, of the difference he can make in your life. And you're thinking, actually, that sounds pretty good. There's a lot of stuff that I need to overcome. And maybe, just maybe, Jesus could help me with that. And there's an element to this where you might not even believe in Jesus right now, but like Carly said in her story, this morning you have the opportunity of saying, hey, Jesus, I don't know if I believe, but if you're there, would you do something? Yeah. Like, if you're there, I'd love this partnership with you because I'd love to see a difference in my life. That opportunity is there for you too. And so as I wrap this up, what I'm going to ask you to do, there's nothing creepy, nothing strange going to happen. It's just to close your eyes for a moment. There's a lot of people in this room, and there might be somebody that wants to respond but feels a little bit funny about it. But just for a moment, where you're at, if what we've spoken about sounds like something that you want, if you want this partnership with Jesus because you can see that there is a victory that you need in your life and you believe he can make that difference, I'd love to pray for you. And to do that, all I'd ask is that you just put your hand in the air. I'd love to know who I'm praying for. That's cool. I see it. Amazing. That's really great. And you know, it doesn't matter if you raise your hand, if you let me know, but if you just pray this prayer in your heart, then it's you entering into this partnership with him. So all I'm going to do is ask you to repeat after me, and you don't have to do this out loud. You can do it in your head. We say you can do it in your heart. It just means like you're making a decision internally that you want to partner with him. So just pray this after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you that you have a victory and that victory can be mine. I believe that you died on the cross and that you rose again, that I might have everlasting life and victory in everything. So this morning I choose to take up my role in this partnership with you and believe that I will see a victory. In Jesus' name, amen.